Yo, 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 it's your man's Joaquin, your host with the most from the Heat Level Podcast. I would like to apologize for the audio for the next three podcasts. First time recording outside, I was in Miami Beach, and I didn't get the audio right. So I want to apologize before y'all listen to this. And next time I'm out like that, the audio will be better. Trial and error. Appreciate y'all for listening. I am a boss, took me some time, been on my hustle, been on my grind. What was you thinking, that I was lying, though you was watching, missing the signs.
Yo, 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 what's up, it's your man's Joaquin, and you are tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. As y'all see right now, my co-host had to go somewhere, but as y'all see right now, I'm on a beach, and I got the podcast going on. We got a guy running over here. What's up, what's up, what's up? And so my co-host couldn't be here to get, today to see the wonderful beaches of Miami. And you know me, I love Miami. My third time coming to Miami. Since I don't have my co-host, I have some people that I'm probably going to be talking to and basically doing a little something like that, man. Hey, I wish y'all could be down here in Miami with me, man, because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Hey. So I think I got a couple coming up. Hey, behind it. So I think I got a couple coming up. We're going to see who we can get to do some type of interview on this podcast today. I see a man with the blue shirt. See a man with the blue shirt right here. We gonna see if we can get him over here. See if we can get him over on the podcast. See if we can get him over here. Come on, come on. Come on. We gonna see if we can get him over here. Come over here right here to the podcast, man. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. We get right here, right here, right here. We gonna talk to him. Hey, y'all, we in Miami, so you gotta love it. Alright, so, hey, what's your name, man?
My name's Chris McCoy.
Where you from?
I'm from Tampa.
You from Tampa?
Yeah.
I'll get close to the mic, you good?
Yeah.
So you from Tampa?
I live in Palm Harbor, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. See, my co-host didn't come, so I was like, I gotta just grab some people now.
Oh,
I
really?
Said, ain't that something? Go get close to the mic. We gonna get you where you
really? Get. That's pretty cool,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, come get a little close. You good.
Alright, I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Alright, now let me ask you a question. So I got a question I wanna ask you. What, how you feel about Miami? I ain't from Miami either. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, it's my second time here, and I like it. I mean, we came down here to just have a good time.
Did you know Miami was built on drug money?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No,
yes,
no.
It was. All right. Well, look, I want to ask you a question. Brutally honest question. So I see you got your lady over there.
Yes.
That's your lady?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Are you scared to get on the podcast? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a brutally honest question. You got to answer the question. It's called Brutally Honest. This is actually the last segment I do after I do the interviews and stuff on my podcast. But for you, I'm going to go on and do the brutally honest question already. So this is the question, and you have to answer it brutally honest. If you don't, and I don't believe you being honest, I will have to rag your ass. So, I'm loving this. I ain't never did my podcast like this. Okay, now, the question is, have you ever agreed with your spouse just so she can shut up?
That's easy.
Come on, let me know.
All the time.
All the time. You know what? Hey, you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you just got to agree just so you won't hear it no more.
I mean, that's
it. You don't want to say too much.
Hey, when she's happy, we happy.
That's what's up. I'm glad that you came over here. Appreciate you. My name is Joaquin.
Joaquin, nice meeting you.
Yeah. Check out the podcast, man.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you got my card now.
I got your card.
Appreciate you for coming with the brutally honest question.
You got it, bud.
Thank you. So, I'm out here looking for some more people to do some brutally honest questions. Now, look, I think I see a lady with her man. White shirt. See, Tatiana, get them, because you can talk. We can get, we gonna get, yes, them right there. Yeah, see if they can do a little. Y'all want to do a little. Hey, you got to talk very nice. We got to talk very nice. Hey, come here. Hey. Hey, it's just a question. It's just a question. Hey, so look, we been on Miami. Hey, if I can speak Spanish, I will be able to say it. I can't speak it. She understands it, but she doesn't speak it. See if I can get me another couple, man. I'm having fun, man. I'm in Miami, you know, and it's beautiful out here in Miami. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Hey, what's up, man? Come here, come on. This is my podcast. Come on. Yeah, come on, man. I wanna ask you a question. Come over here to the mic. The mic right here. Get over to the mic. Okay. Here, put these on so you can hear yourself. So you can hear yourself speak. Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question. All right? Get close to the mic. Yeah. All right, yeah, check this out. What's your name?
Eduardo.
Yeah. All right, where you from?
I'm from Texas.
Are you from Texas? I want to ask you a question. Well, this is called Brutally Honest. So the question I want to ask you is this right here. Have you ever agreed with your spouse so she could just shut up?
So she had just...
Yeah, have you ever agreed with your spouse so she can just shut up, so she can stop talking? Come on, tell me.
Maybe.
You don't want to get into it.
Maybe. He said maybe.
Hey.
Where you live? Where you filming now?
I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, man. I'm on my Facebook, Instagram, and stuff like that. So check it out. This is what I'm going to do for you, man. I appreciate you participating in the question. Waldo, here go my card, and you go check out my podcast, brother.
I check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Right. Check it out.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, no doubt.
God bless
no
you.
No doubt.
God
hey, y'all, you, we in Miami. Appreciate you, man.
God bless you.
Yes. Okay, y'all. So we done got two people in here that done did it. So we got to go to the third, right? Hey, look at my baby. Bring my baby over here. I'm loving Miami right now. I'm loving Miami right now. So I got my son out here, and we are enjoying Miami right now. Oh, plane coming by, y'all. So let's see who else we're going to get out here on the podcast. Come out here, enjoy, get a couple people on here, and we're going to talk. Ain't that right, Sakani?
Ain't that right?
Mwah. I'm loving it, man. Having a good vacation, y'all. Hey, anybody that ever comes to my vacation, appreciate it. Y'all didn't come out to Miami, man. Miami is very beautiful. I'm saying we got the sea out here. You see the boats, everything behind me. The people enjoying the nice blue Miami beach water. You know what I'm saying? Joaquin, WYQ EEM, that's WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Momo. Y'all already know, man. Y'all go check out my music on Spotify. And hey, if y'all like it, man, that's what's up. If you don't like my music, that's what's up too, man. That works. Hey, come on over here. I need some young kids on the podcast anyway. I done had all older people. Let's go. Come on. We gonna ask you a question. Hey, y'all two right here, y'all looking at the planes, y'all two right here. Oh, I gotta ask y'all a question now. Yeah. All right, go ahead. What's your name, man? Get to the mic, brother.
My name is Nick. I'm from Weston, Florida.
Are you from Weston, Florida? Oh, don't be scared of the mic. Get close to it. There you go. Talk to the mic. You from Weston, Florida?
Yeah.
All right, how old are you?
I'm 15.
You 15?
Yeah.
Y'all in the same age group, 14. That's what's up. So you love it down here in Florida?
Yeah, it has its ups and downs, but on the bright side, it's pretty good, man.
Ah, so you like Miami Beach? Is Miami Beach really like your go-to place?
Yeah, for the most part, I like Miami, but I'm not the biggest beach person in the world, but Miami Beach is cool.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. You got a girlfriend?
Nah, man.
Ah, you ain't got a girlfriend. Okay, let me ask you this. You got friends, though, right?
Yeah.
Some of your little homies and stuff like that. So I want to ask you a question then. Have you ever, see, this is called Brutally Honest. See, I ask you a question and you tell me what it is. And if I think you're lying, I'm going to have to rag on you, man. All right, so look, man, so we've been doing our thing. So I want to ask you this right here. This is the question. Have you ever lied to your friends, agreed with them, my bad. If you ever agree with your friends just so they can shut the hell up. I know you got your friend behind you, but you got to answer. Don't look at him. If you ever agree with your friends just so they can shut the hell up.
I think everyone has.
No, I think
everyone has, man.
he said he had. Hey, so y'all remember that, man. Sometimes when he agree with y'all,
Just agree with them.
Yeah, they can shut the hell up, man.
But they be talking some nonsense, and they just shake your head. Just nod your head and shake your head, bro.
That's what's up. He said, nod your head, shake your head. That's what's up, man. What's your name again?
My name is Nick Archilla.
Nick Archilla, man. My name is Joaquin, man. Heat Level Podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts at, Our Radio, Apple, YouTube, just type in Heat Level Podcast. You got one of my cards, man. Check us out, man. Actually, this podcast will be up on the 9th, June 9th. So you make sure you tune in. Oh, I got to get y'all. Hey, if I can get the young kids, y'all don't support Black. This is a podcast. Y'all don't support Black. Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, yeah. But I appreciate you, man, for coming through, man. And this will be on the podcast. You got a card, and make sure you do the podcast, check out the podcast. And I'm a hip-hop artist also, so you'll be able to check it out, too.
I'll check you out, man.
Thank you, man. Right. I did 3 interviews. We done talked to a couple people, so we're going to see what we're going to do next. You know, doing a solo podcast. I like doing solo podcasts. But right now, let y'all know what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at the beautiful beaches of Miami. We got some people that's on the rocks behind me. Hopefully, they don't fall because I can't jump in to save them because I'm doing a podcast at the moment. So that ain't gonna happen. But I'm loving this. I'm loving it. Let's see who else we gonna get. I on the South Pier. Guy with his shirt off. Who got one of my cards? If you ain't got a card, man, hey, if they don't get on the podcast, they don't get a card. That's how we operate around here. Yeah. So we got this couple coming out. See if they speak some English, man. If they don't, it don't matter. We'll translate. Why? Right, let's see if she gonna stop the man that got the chest. Nah, he said no, thank you. He don't wanna help me blow up. I would support you if I knew what you did. Oh, ain't that something? You got to remember, man, people are going to be people everywhere you go. So you got to let them do what they do. You know? Some people are just like, but hey, you know, always remember something. Be the same people that'll come up to you and want you to come into their store. Like, oh, nah, I remember you. You wouldn't grab my card. So I ain't coming into your store. Hey, so if everybody watching this on YouTube, y'all get to see the beach. Nah, he said he don't want to get on the podcast. He's too busy carrying his CVS pharmacy bag. It's okay. Now, what you do for a living? Because you might need me as a customer one day. And guess what? I'm a hip-hop artist. Come here.
No, that's cool, man. Yeah, no. I can't see right now. I got a bunch of sunscreen.
Come here. Hey, I got white people with me, too. They got sunscreen on them. All you got to do is answer a question. Look, brother. I do filming and everything. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, which is about to be the next Hollywood. And I do filming and everything, so you don't know what type of connection you're making.
I'm all right, man.
I just want you to ask a question. All you got to do is ask a question. Get to the mic. So let me tell you something. So I own a filming company, a record label, and I got a podcast. So see, don't be like that to a black man. Can we get in? All right, check this out. So all I want you to do is ask me a question. Don't be scared because your girl right there. You ain't even got to put the headphones on. I just want you to get close to the mic.
Yeah.
All right? We've been out here almost 10 days, man, just taking my family on vacation. So where are you from?
From Chicago.
Chi-town. That's my second home. I used to be in the streets. See, I've been to prison. I've been shot and everything. I've been out 3.5 years. So let me tell you something.
That's crazy.
Hey, let me tell you something, bruh. What I'm doing, better be good. I'm doing something like this. You feel me? Then I'm not in the streets anymore, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got to support that, man. Hey, the black men, we getting killed by police, by each other, and mass incarceration. We trying to be a better people, man, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
No doubt. So I want to ask you a question. So this is the brutally honest question. I do this at the end of my podcast, but I'm doing it right now for you. This is the question. Have you ever agreed with your spouse just so she can shut up? Absolutely. Okay, just so she can shut up. And you know what? I do it all the time. My girl right there. I do it all the time just so they can shut up. Yeah, too bad I didn't get her on here because y'all wonder what she would have said. But I appreciate you. That's my card.
So
and since you say you do event things and stuff like that, man, hit me up, man. I can travel whenever I want, whenever I want. Right, I don't got a 9-to-5. This is it. So just say, what's your name? What's more again?
John.
John. Hey, you can promote your stuff too, man. Hey, what you do, what event you doing, promote it, man.
Nah, that's all right, man. That's all right. It's mostly corporate, like, boring stuff.
Well, so, what you mean? I got to know corporate and boring stuff. How you think I get to what I'm doing? I am the corporate and boring. Yeah, I got 6 employees. Yeah, right, yeah, on. Yeah, I'm on that.
Right on.
No doubt, man. Awesome. Nice to meet you, brother.
Nice to meet you.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too.
Oh, we got the buff guy here. Come on, man. Come on, man. Since I got you over here. Hey, what's up, brother? Go on, put these on, man, because it seems like you're the type of guy that
can
don't
put
mind.
This on right here?
Yeah. You don't mind supporting, man. I'm supporting black.
Absolutely.
Support some black, man. I support, because guess what? We all the same, right?
Absolutely.
No doubt. It's one race, right? The human race.
Amen, brother.
All right, get next to the mic and talk. I'll get a little close.
Get up close and personal.
Yeah, now you can hear me. Okay, what's your name?
My name's Chris Diaz, bro.
Chris Diaz, where you from?
Miami, Florida.
Oh, man, he's from Miami. We visit Miami. So what you think about Miami and the beach?
Man, Miami's a gorgeous city. It's one of the best cities in the world. There's so much opportunity, so much growth, so much exposure. The network, the opportunity, the beach, the water, the people, the culture, the food. There's nothing that you cannot have in Miami. So it's all yours to enjoy, my man. And I'm glad that you came over here and experiencing it for yourself.
Yeah. I said, you know what? I've been doing my podcast in my studio and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to go to vacation in Miami. And let me put my podcast on the beach.
I didn't know if I was
going to be able to find people because people are very,
Well, listen, what energy you put out to the universe, it's always going to come back. So all you got to do is show up. A lot of people, that's what they lack. The ability to just show up. That's 1% of the job right there. And you're ahead of everybody else by putting yourself out there. And I just walking by, I was curious to see what you got going on.
Okay.
I'm into personal growth, development, expansion, and all that stuff. So I wanted to see what you had over here, man. I really appreciate the opportunity to connect with you today.
Oh, then what's up? Okay, so guess what? I got a question to ask you, and it is called Brutally Honest. And let me tell you something, man. When I say it's brutally honest, you got to be brutally honest with me, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is the question, since I see your girlfriend's not around. So this is the question.
Catch this on live.
Hey, and you know what's so crazy? It's on Apple. I'm on every podcast platform. So if she look up Heat Level Podcast, she's gonna see it.
That's a sub, man. If you don't mind, I actually want to just get like a cool snippet
share
with my audience.
Okay, no doubt. Do that.
Someone could just record it. You have
something? Oh, yeah. Hey, record this for his audience, man. See, look, you should have came and support black, man.
Go ahead.
Oh, you did me wrong. I ain't mad at you.
Go ahead and record. There we go.
Yeah. Cool. It's cool. See, then look. And then you can tag me. I'll give you my Instagram. Everything's on here.
Absolutely, man.
All right, no doubt. Okay, so this is the question. There go the card. So this is a, I'm a hip-hop artist, by the way, too. I'll do it all, brother. But I did 7 years in prison. I've been out 3.5 years. Changed my life. I was dropped by a major record label when I was in prison. This is all good, though, right?
You're blessed and highly favored, and nothing can stop it when you're on purpose and you got a big goal and a big mission.
No doubt, man. So what do you do? Because, you know, I think I can talk to you. You know, everybody else I'm kind of pushing, man, but I can talk to you, man. So what do you do?
I specialize in increasing the notability for online entrepreneurs so they can qualify for the blue check on Instagram. So I run a personal branding agency full service. That's my specialty.
Oh.
But my passion is personal growth and development. So I'm passionate about coaching online entrepreneurs, help them, you know, break through limiting beliefs, barriers that are holding them back from going after building their dream business and going after what they want to obtain in life, because there's so much opportunity with social media expanding that everybody's connected. You know, you just got to have a great path, a great goal, and a great mentor to take you exactly to where you want to go. And just off Instagram, the platform itself this year, I've been able to generate $250,000 just off my personal brand. So I also want to teach entrepreneurs the same thing so that they're able to empower and impact more people. The more people you impact, the greater your income is going to be and the better life you're going to live. Truly fulfilled and happy when you do what you love, my man. So I'm sure you could resonate to that.
Oh, no doubt, man. Hey, man. Hey, you know what? We got to do business. See, I got my own filming company, my own record label, and I got my own podcast. I got I got second unit directors. I got actors that work for me and everything. And I'm in Nashville, so I'm trying to connect with anybody and everybody that's trying to get to that $10, $20, $30 million status right there, brother.
Well, yesterday I ate a salad at Miami Squeeze. Shout out to Miami Squeeze because I had the first acai bowl at that location. They treated me very well. But I also had a salad that was the millionaire salad. And everything I touch now, I feel like it's in the money vibration. It's on the same frequency, and it's growing larger and larger every single day. So I'm happy to help you with whatever it is that you need. You got million-dollar dreams. You got a million-dollar vision. You got a heart of gold. That's all you need, my man. And just specializing on one thing, because you can't help just everybody out there on the field. I know you got a big heart, and that's something that was one of my downfalls. It's just being too spread over, trying to save everybody. But if you really specialize on one niche, on one offer, on one specialty, then you can service that group and those individuals at the highest level so they get the best results.
Oh, man, I'm glad. Hey, that's something I got to take with me and keep it moving, man. That's a good thing. I'm glad I met you, brother. I'm glad I met you because a lot of people in the world don't want to see people do good. A lot of people like to bring people down. A lot of people, you know, I look back at the George Floyd situation and I say, dang, you know, how we hurt and kill people just in front of everybody don't even care. You know, we should care about each other a whole lot more. And I'm glad that you was a person and sit back and give some of your knowledge to me just like I give it to you.
Listen, anything that I can do to help people and serve them, that's what I live for. I truly feel like money is never going to make you happy. It's the significant contribution that you can make to mankind and the lives you're able to change and transform by helping them discover their true purpose. I believe everybody has a purpose in life, and it's our job to discover what that is so we can give our gifts back to the world fully and everybody can live in alignment and harmony.
Hey, that's what's up. So, I got the question for you, brother, from another mother. Okay, I got the question for you. Brutally honest question. This is what it is. Okay, the question is, have you ever agreed with your spouse just so she can shut up?
I don't have a spouse, but I have compensated, you know, my beliefs and my thoughts in order to make them happy. But at the end of the day, you can't sacrifice your needs just to meet someone else's, because you'd be doing yourself a disservice and a superficial connection between the relationship. It's better to stand for what you believe in and understand their point of view, but find a place where you can both have a meeting of the mind so everything can be in harmony. But you got to stand in your truth authentically and unapologetically, because the right people will always attract. So don't sacrifice your truth for other people.
Man, you know what? Well said, brother.
My brother.
Well said.
My pleasure.
Hey, I appreciate you, man, coming over and stuff. We actually will be by Radisson Hotel. We'll be out there doing a podcast and another one on the beach. So we'll be around for a little bit. We'll be on the North Beach later on. But came up at South Beach. But we'll be out there at the Radisson Hotel. You come in, you'll see me set up podcasting. That's what I'm doing.
Hey. Pleasure to meet you, my man. God bless. Continue with your vision and your mission. Anything I can do to help you get further and attain what you want, I would be more than happy to do so. Continue crushing it, and just know the best is yet to come.
Hey, man, I'm at the top 200 Apple Podcasts, man. I'm trying to hit, like, top 10. Yeah.
Well, listen, fuck top 10. We're going to be top 5.
Top 5. Okay. Hey, I'm trying to hit top 5.
We're going to be number 1.
Hey, I'm trying to get the $100,000.
Listen, 1% better in 365 days is 365%. Don't underestimate compound interest, my friend.
Never.
Better, stronger, faster, wiser every day.
All right, man. Appreciate you. You got one of my cards?
Absolutely. I believe I put it right here in my pocket.
Oh, that is.
We're going to connect.
All good. It's all good, brother.
It's always all good, brother.
Man, thank you, man.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right.